Okay, next year.
I'll go ahead.
Willful misconduct.
What is that? It's like, I guess he's saying that, like, I guess saying you're not allowed to know why he died because he wasn't related to him. Like, it was because he was in the war, and that's how he died, because he was in the war.
Ethel Payne, a writer at the Chicago Defender, dug into the matter. She reported that the judge advocate general would never release such information to the press, and had it gone done it in the case. The Army had rigid rules about the release of records like those. The reporters who broke the story wound up giving credit where it was due. Senator Eastland had helped. This was an outrage, and while I was caught off guard in Washington trying to answer reporters' questions while preparing for the speech later that day, Attorney William Henry Huff was in Chicago blaming Mississippi's two senators, Eastland and John Stennis, and the controversy. The whole business was insulting, unfair, and misleading, and it seems it was starting to cause a breach in my relationship with the NAACP. Roy Wilkins reportedly told someone he was glad he hadn't gotten caught in that Lewis trap. Apparently, he had intended to include a reference to Lewis and his service to the country in some remarks he had been planning to make. I was demoralized by something that was not even my fault, and certainly
instead of demoralized, what word have you heard before that would make more sense there?
Demoralized?
Good. Remember to keep asking yourself as you're reading if it's making sense, okay?
I was demoralized by something that was not even my fault and certainly wasn't Emmett's. In a strange way, he was being held to account for a father he never knew. Even worse, there was some talk that Lewis himself could have been misjudged. The most terrible stories were told to me. Nightmare stories about a number of black soldiers were treated during the World War II, with the several